Today I'm going to be reacting to some real estate videos throughout social media. Mel and I get so many DMs about other videos that are going on and people asking our opinion of it, so we decided to create this segment here on YouTube of Dave Reacts. If you're new to the channel, Mel and I have purchased over 250 units in 5 different countries now. We do so using other people's money and no joint venture partners. So without further ado, let's dive into these videos.
Buying a house is actually a bad investment. The problem with buying your own real estate is it locks you into a trap. You've got a mortgage around your neck and you're having to pay that mortgage off. You might think you've sold it for more, and you will sell it for more than you paid for it. But the cost involved with buying it and maintaining it within that 7-year period, you're going to actually physically lose money or lose value on your money during that time.
Okay, so Grant Cardone has the same premise, right, of you should not buy your house because there's maintenance and upkeep and that type of thing. And when you pay it down, you know, it anchors you down is basically kind of what he said too. Your money could have been better spent somewhere else. So Robert Kiyosaki's also the same way, right? Your house is not an asset. I think I've talked to Mel about this multiple times as well. We could not find a house in our city that we would want to rent, so we ended up purchasing. Does it cost money? Yeah, we just replaced the roof. I think it was like 40 or 50K. We've updated it, so it's gone up in value. So this one, honestly, I think is a personal choice. But yeah, he's not wrong in that it does cost money to own a house. And a lot of people don't take that into consideration.
Only 3 ways to make money in real estate. Only 3. You can wholesale a deal, right? Find a deal, get it under contract, sell the contract to me. Make a finder's fee. That's wholesale. 2, you can fix and flip or develop. Buy something. I do something to it.
Add value, exit.
Yeah, add value and exit. Fix and flip. And then the 3rd way to make money is buy and hold. And there's 100 different categories underneath buy and hold, like Airbnb or Section 8 or whatever my exit strategy is in that umbrella.
So I agree with Pace. Mel and I have met Pace. We're in masterminds together. I do agree with what he's saying. Now, the part I love about this is all 3 of those strategies you can do with our favorite, other people's money, right? Creative financing and no joint venture partner. So for example, wholesaling, you're going to think, well, Dave, how are you using other people's money for that? We like to use promissory notes, right, to get that money to be able to put down the deposits, the EMD, the earnest money deposits. That doesn't need to be your money, especially in the beginning if you don't have any. So you can do that strategy with OPM. The second one is actually flipping. We do flips all the time as well. We're typically buy and hold investors, but we do it with other people's money. We raise capital, we buy the asset, we flip the asset, we sell it, then we pay back all the investors and their interest. And what is left over is what we keep, our profit. So all done with OPM. And then the 3rd strategy is our favorite, right?
Hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now listen up. If you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you, they will renovate it for you, they will give you a turnkey product, and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. I want to introduce you to Rent to Retirement, okay? We've actually partnered up with them. They are sponsoring this video, and they have an exclusive list just for you because you're watching a video from Investor Mel and Dave. So click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode.
Buy and hold real estate. This is what is going to help Mel and I create generational wealth for the kids. Okay, so also done using other people's money. We buy the asset, kind of like the flip. We renovate, get everything up to snuff, get it up to market rent, get repositioned, stabilize it. But then instead of selling it, we refinance it. And yes, I know we don't get as much of our money out of it, but it is tax-free. And same thing, we pay back the investors with all their interest. We keep the asset, we keep the cash flow, and then anything over and above is our profit. So I 100% agree with Pace Morby.
Here's a couple of rules we use. Rule number 1 is to be debt-free, which you are. Rule number 2 is when you make your down payment, you need to retain enough to call your emergency fund, which is 3 to 6 months of household expenses. The 3rd thing is never take out more than a 15-year fixed rate where the payment is more than a 1/4 of your take-home pay. That's the max. You can qualify for almost twice that much, but that doesn't mean you need to be that stupid. Don't do that. Keep it conservative so you can get the house paid off in less than 15 years. That's the goal. Then the last thing is, if you can figure it out, make a down payment of 20% or more with a conventional Fannie Mae loan. You avoid PMI, private mortgage insurance. PMI costs you about $75 a month per 100,000 borrowed. So we're talking about $225 a month on 300K. That's pretty substantial. And all that is foreclosure insurance that you buy for the mortgage company. If they have to foreclose on you, it covers them. It does nothing for you. But if you put down 20%, you have an 80% loan-to-value ratio, then you avoid having to buy that ridiculous PMI.
Okay, so the PMI, I disagree with him on, I disagree with Dave Ramsey, because I love debt, right? So rule number one, be debt-free. I will never be debt-free, right? My income properties, we owe tens of millions of dollars of real estate debt, good debt, right? Okay, so I'm totally opposite. I'm Robert Kiyosaki on this all day, every day. Now, in regards to, and he's talking about a house, so it's a little different. Like I'm talking about income properties. He's talking about a house, the 15-year mortgage. I disagree. Like, he wants to have it paid off again. There's so many different ways to look at it. The way I look at it, and this will segue into the PMI as well, is I can make more money with real estate, having that money and putting it to work for me, instead of giving more to the bank every month to pay down my mortgage. So instead of giving more money to the bank every month to pay down a mortgage on a house, I then take that money and then go put it into real estate, and I make more money than what I would have saved. So that is my whole philosophy. So is PMI, so for example, right, in the US you can get FHA loan 3.5% down. In Canada you can get a CMHC loan with 5% down, and it's just basically insurance, okay, is what I'm getting at is. So he's right that you're paying the insurance in case you default and they have to go after you. So yes, he's 100% correct there. However, the difference between 3.5% and 5% and 20, right? So let's just take the 5% one. That's 15% difference. Why would I want to put 15% more into a property that I don't have to, so that I pay less every single month? Now, again, my philosophy is that 15%, what I know about real estate investing is I'll take that and I'll go buy a building that will pay that $200 fee that he's talking about over and over and over, right? I want to make hundreds of thousands of dollars with that money. So I'm not worried that the $200 a month that I have to pay more, I'm going on the offense and I'm making even more money. So that's what a real estate investor that uses creative financing and uses other people's money, like when you're looking at it from going offense instead of trying to just save on the defense, that's the difference between myself and Dave Ramsey.
Debt is bondage. You will never experience financial freedom if you are in bondage. The number one rule of money, or law of money, power attracts money, powerlessness repels it. And that is true because money is controlled by people. When you are powerless, you repel people. The people that do what? Hire you, give you a job promotion. When you are powerful, everybody wants to hire you. What renders you the most powerless is debt. If you really want to become the powerful people you are all meant to be, I am begging all of you to get out of debt.
So I see this almost two different, like it's two different, again, debt is not bad if you use it properly, right? And I can't stress this enough. If you're buying sports cars and you don't have the money to do so, and you're racking up your credit cards and going on trips and all, like she's 100% right. Debt will couple you, it will sink you, it's an anchor. However, if you're using good debt, again, that's the whole point of this, good debt with income properties, you can actually leverage. And then she's talking about power to get a good job and all that. I do agree with her, right? You want to have power behind you, and if you're looking at being a T4 or a W2 employee, like all that's going to help you. But eventually, a lot of people that Mel and I talk to, they want to empower themselves, right? They want to build their own businesses, their own portfolio. So, and in the beginning, right, you don't have the money to do so. So leveraging other people's money, leveraging debt, the opposite of what she's saying, is a good way of doing it, as long as two things. You're making sure that you're buying a good piece of real estate in a good area, in a good market, right? You do your due diligence, you don't buy junk. And then the second thing is you have an exit strategy. You have to know how to pay that money back. So she's correct in what she says, but I disagree with her in other things. all around, right, debt being bad. I dislike how they paint all debt with a bad brush. All right, so hopefully you liked today's video. This is just my opinion, doesn't make it right, right? It's just kind of me going through videos and giving my two cents. And if you want to watch another one like this, click on this one right here. I'm Dave, and I'll see you in the next video.